This is Scott, and it's time for a bonus episode. You've heard me talking about the raw audio episodes, and today you'll hear a full extra raw audio episode for yourself. Here's the deal. If you like the What Was That Like podcast, you're welcome to support the show. And like a lot of podcasters, I do that through Patreon. All the details are at whatwasthatlike.com/support. There are several different levels of support, so you can do whatever you're comfortable with. But if you sign up for $5 a month, you get access to all of the raw audio episodes. At the moment, there are 27 of those, and raw audio 28 will be released later this month. What you'll hear in these episodes are actual 911 calls. There are no scripts, there are no actors or reenactments. This is real life. The actual phone calls made right then when the emergency was happening. And I'll also tell you the story that goes with it. Who was involved, what happened, and how it turned out. Most raw audio episodes cover three different stories. So today, in this extra bonus episode, you'll hear three of those calls. If you decide you want to sign up and binge the other 27 episodes, you can do that at whatwasthatlike.com/support. So let's get on with today's show. Real people in unreal situations.
There is a man standing in front of me in my bedroom.
My friend has been shot.
I'm literally inside the river, and I'm inside my car.
He had told me multiple times that he was going to set himself on fire.
If you say my name or try to look at me, I'm going to kill you.
And he was just sobbing. He said, Mom, Mom, tell me you're going to be okay.
And I jumped on the hood of the car, and I held on.
And I looked into the garage, and he was hanging from the rafters.
I had somebody standing on my neck.
He's better to me dead. I want him dead.
I'm Scott Johnson, and this is What Was That Like? Hey, it's Scott, and guess what? You're about to hear an ad. And that's both good and bad. It's good because ads are what make it possible for me to keep bringing you these episodes. And it's bad because, well, maybe you don't like listening to ads, and I get that. And the good news is, you don't have to. When you sign up to support the show, you get every single episode without any ads. Plus, you get all the bonus episodes. Yeah, did you know there are actually bonus episodes? And you can try it all for free just to see what it's like. If you're on an iPhone, just go to the What Was That Like podcast, and at the top, click on Try Free, and you're in. On Android, just go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus and try it out completely free. Once you've had the ad-free experience, you'll see why hundreds of other listeners are already doing it. But for now, here's another ad, and then on with today's episode. I'll confess, sometimes I let my podcast playlist get out of hand and I get way behind, but there's one show that I subscribe to and any new episode goes right to the top of the queue. That's the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's because I never have to figure out, okay, is this one going to be interesting or do I wait for the next one like I do for some shows? Because Jordan's conversations are always a must-listen for me. He talks to fascinating people from any category you can think of. Authors, scientists, athletes, you name it. He's talked to undercover cops who posed as mafia and the actual career mafia hitmen. And the stories he gets out of these people, just incredible. In one episode, he talked to Paul Holes. You might know that name if you're into true crime. He's the former investigator who uses really advanced methods to solve cold cases, including the Golden State Killer. And another one I really enjoyed was with Sam Harris, an author and neuroscientist who promotes skepticism, and he doesn't mind taking on some seriously controversial topics like politics or religion. That one's going to make you think. Whenever a new episode of the Jordan Harbinger Show pops up, I already know it's going to be an episode that I'll enjoy listening to, and I'll bet you will too. For some episode recommendations, check out jordanharbinger.com/start, or search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to the I Can't Sleep podcast with Benjamin Boster. If you're tired of sleepless nights, you'll love the I Can't Sleep podcast. I help quiet your mind by reading random articles from across the web to bore you to sleep with my soothing voice. Each episode provides enough interesting content to hold your attention, and then your mind lets you drift off. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. That's I Can't Sleep with Benjamin Boster.
Nassau County, Florida, just outside of Jacksonville. This happened just earlier this month. On U.S. Route 1, there was a Dodge Ram pickup truck driven by William Hale, and there were five people in that truck. Also involved in this was Frank Allison, who was driving a Nissan Murano SUV. The SUV had three people. Multiple witnesses saw these two vehicles speeding, driving erratically, and brake checking each other. This is a call from one of the witnesses.
911, where's your emergency? Okay.
I'm trying to get up here.
What's going on?
You got a guy in a small SUV off the road. I mean, driving reckless, slamming on brakes in front of him. I can't get called up. They're both hauling butt. But
do you have a tag on them?
I'm trying to get close. And
okay.
No, ma'am. And I mean, he's literally trying to run them off the damn road.
I have it.
A couple miles.
Did you want to leave your name or phone number?
It don't matter, ma'am. If you need me to, I can.
All right. Why do you have this in here? And I'll have a unit that's going to look out for them, okay?
Yes, ma'am. They're on the next road we were passing. They've done past it.
Okay.
I mean, he's driving reckless, ma'am. He's literally trying to run them off of that road.
Yeah. I have a unit. He's just north of church, so he should be able to catch him.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
At some point, William, who was driving the pickup truck, pulled up beside Frank, who was driving the SUV, and told him to pull over. Frank did not pull over. Instead, the passenger in Frank's car flipped William the middle finger. Following that, a water bottle was thrown from William's pickup truck into Frank's SUV. This apparently enraged Frank, because that's when he pulled out his handgun, fired a single shot into the pickup truck, and sped off. William accelerated to go after him. Shortly thereafter, the family members in the back seat of the truck started freaking out because they realized that the bullet fired by Frank had struck William's 5-year-old daughter in the leg. William's wife then called 911 to report that her daughter had been shot.
Nassau County 911, where's your emergency?
I'm going down the road. I don't know where I'm at. This guy
trying
to shot my daughter.
What's going on? What's
this
going on?
I'm going to see if I can't talk.
Somebody
this
shot?
This guy has shot my daughter. And he shot my daughter in the leg. We're going down the road.
Where are you?
I don't know.
Hang on a second. Let me see if I can find you.
We just passed the cop right now.
Are you still running down the road? Are you still moving?
Yes.
Come on.
Okay. Please stop.
Are you still moving? Stop.
Stop.
Okay, is it all right?
Ma'am, I need you to talk to me. Ma'am?
I can't.
What has happened?
Look,
what
is? It's road rage. Lord, please, we're stopped in front of a cop right here, but he shot my daughter in the leg, sir.
Who shot your daughter? How old is your daughter?
5. Yes, sir.
And she's been shot?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. There's 2 cops here. I have a fucking... Okay, Brianna, roll the window down. Tell them my daughter is shot. I don't give a damn about them. I need the ambulance. I need the fuck.
Where?
Right here in the way.
Okay, ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hang on.
Meanwhile, William is still chasing Frank's SUV. You may have heard William's wife shouting, "I don't care about them. My daughter has been shot. I need the ambulance." But William caught up with Frank anyway. And then William pulled out his handgun and fired 7 to 8 bullets into the Nissan. One of those bullets hit Frank's daughter, age 14, who was in the back seat, causing her to have a collapsed lung. That girl's mother then dials 911.
Nassau County 911, where is your emergency?
Please call me.
Hello?
Please help me. Hello, I'm Nassau County.
Yes, ma'am, I need your address.
Please help me.
What is your address?
I don't know.
You don't know where you're at?
No.
Are you on...
Okay, Shelby. Yes, there's a cop.
Lay down, relax. You all right?
Do you see a cop?
She's been shot. Yes.
Where at? Where are you at?
And Frank and William continued to speed down U.S. Route 1, each of them with a daughter in the back seat who had been shot. Eventually, they saw a Nassau County Sheriff's Office patrol car, and they stopped. But did either of these fathers do anything to attend to their daughter's medical emergency? No. They got out of their vehicles and started fighting. The deputy broke up the fight and notified EMS about where to come. Both of the children were transported to a nearby hospital and were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. As for Frank and William, they were both arrested, and each of them was charged with attempted murder in the second degree. The sheriff made a public statement recounting what happened, and he closed with these remarks.
What is scarier than one crazy driver with a gun? 2 crazy drivers with a gun. Thankfully, no one was killed in this incident, but it could have been very easily turned out that way because 2 people were acting stupid and let their tempers get the best of them. There could have been 2 dead kids because of 2 stupid grown men.
Frank and William have each posted bail and are awaiting trial. Gig Harbor, Washington. Deputy Alan Myron, 49 years old, worked for the Pierce County Sheriff's Office for 11 years. By all accounts, he was good at law enforcement. There was only 1 complaint against him during that time, for not being courteous during a police call. Recently, he had been injured in a physical altercation with a suspect and had been working light duty for a while. He'd also been having some family problems, so his wife's father, Monty, and his mother-in-law, Sue, had come for a visit to see how they could help. But things went very wrong. Alan felt that his in-laws were just interfering in his marriage. One afternoon, Alan's 15-year-old daughter was taking a nap in the apartment above their garage. She was awakened by hearing 2 gunshots. When she got up and looked out her bedroom door, she saw her father, Deputy Alan Myron, shoot her grandmother in the chest at close range with a handgun. Alan then told his daughter to leave the apartment with him, and when they got outside, she saw her grandfather lying in the driveway. They then went back inside the main house. While they were inside the house, Sue, the grandmother, was able to get out of the garage apartment and make her way through the woods to a neighbor's house where she collapsed in the yard. The neighbor quickly dialed 911.
911, we're reporting.
I'd like to report a gunshot wound.
Someone got shot where?
Below her chest on...
Okay, but where's she at? And how did this person get shot? On purpose or by accident?
On purpose or by accident. Purpose.
Okay, hold on the line for the fire department. And where's the shooter at?
I'm sorry.
Where's the shooter at?
First County Fire Department.
Lisa transferring the caller saying that there's a female that shot.
The female is shot. Her husband is shot as well.
Where at?
Where is your husband? She didn't know. She came out up the back way. I can give you the address where the shot took place.
I need to know where the patients are.
We need to know where your husband is. One patient is...
Okay, is that a house, apartment, or mobile home?
House.
Okay, your name?
Tom Stevens.
Okay, how old is she?
Ma'am, age? 67.
Okay, and is she awake? She's talking to you. Is she breathing?
Yes.
Okay.
She is half sitting up, supported by one arm.
Okay, and where was she shot?
On her left side, probably a little bit upper stomach. Of, like, the higher part of the stomach.
What was she shot with?
What were you shot with? Some kind of a handgun.
And when did this happen?
Sometime in the last half hour.
Okay, in the last 30 minutes. Okay, I'm going to give you some instructions here in a minute, but right now I'm going to let the police take over. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks, sir.
Away from the window.
Sir?
Yes?
So do you know where she was when this occurred?
Can you say the address again?
And what's the street number?
Keep saying it's Deputy Myron's house.
Oh.
Deputy Myron.
Deputy Myron's house?
Yes.
Is she Deputy Myron's wife?
What's your relationship to Deputy Myron? Mother-in-law. Man, move back quickly, please.
Okay, does she know who shot him?
Deputy Myron.
This is Deputy Myron's mother-in-law?
Yes.
And Deputy Myron shot her?
And Deputy Myron shot you? Yes.
Is this Myers or Myron?
Myron or Myron?
M-Y-R-O-N?
M-Y-R-O-N.
Okay, do we know where Deputy Myron is?
I do not.
Okay, does she?
No, she did not know. She said that she told her not to leave.
And she got away?
Yes.
Did she leave in a car on foot?
She left on foot.
And who else is shot? Her husband?
Her husband.
Okay, what about his wife?
You know about Deputy Myron's wife. She's in Federal Way at the hospital where her daughter's a patient.
Okay, where is the father-in-law at?
He thinks that he's in the driveway.
He's in the driveway?
Of your house?
Of their house, of Deputy Myron's house.
Okay, so is there any way that I can talk to her?
Yeah, we can try. Here.
Hello? Hi, this is the dispatcher at the Sheriff's Department. What's your name?
Susan Multanen, M-U-L-T-A-N.
Okay, Susan, did Deputy Myron shoot you and your husband?
Yes.
Okay, where did he go?
Well, he was downstairs on the driveway arguing with his daughter.
Is he still at the house?
What?
Is he still at the house?
I don't know because I crawled through the woods and got away from there. I came over here. This is two houses down.
Okay, and who else was in the house with him?
Well, I was up in the apartment above the garage, and he and my husband were down in the driveway.
Okay, what name does he go by? Does he go by Alan?
Alan, yeah.
Okay. What kind of gun did he shoot you with?
Some kind of a handgun.
Do you know if there's anyone else beside your husband and Myron there?
Our granddaughter was there with me.
What's her name?
Kristen.
Kristen? Is that Alan's daughter?
Yes.
And she was in the house when you left?
was up in the apartment with me, and then he took her outside. So they were down in the driveway.
Okay, so Alan and Kristen were in the driveway when you the last time you saw them?
Yes.
Do you think that they were leaving?
I really don't know.
What kind of car does he drive?
Oh, I don't know. He has a police car, and he has kind of an older sedan.
What color is the older sedan?
Kind of a gray.
And it's a four-door?
I think so.
Okay, where were you shot at?
Lower, like in the lower steps area.
Well, you sound like you're doing pretty good. Do you know where your husband was shot at?
I don't know, but Alan told me he was dead. So I just...
Alan told you that he was dead. Okay. So Alan and your husband got in a confrontation in the driveway. He shot your husband in the driveway. Then he came up to the apartment and shot you.
Yes.
And then he took his daughter and went back outside.
They were out in the driveway arguing, and she was crying, and I'm not sure where they are now.
Okay, but the wife is not there. The wife is in Seattle, right?
She's at Federal Way.
In Federal Way. Okay, I think we have her on the phone already. You're doing a great job.
Oh, you got her on the phone? Okay.
Yeah, we have her on the phone, and I'm going to keep you on the phone. Okay, now, are there any other cars that you can remember that are parked there?
Well, our own little car was there, the maroon car.
Okay, where were the keys to that?
Probably in my husband's pocket.
And what kind of car is it?
Oh, like a Lumina.
And is it in the driveway?
Well, it was. I don't know if anybody left with it. Now, Ellen took my purse, which had all of my keys in for the car, so I don't know where all that went.
Okay, Alan took your purse after he shot you?
Yes.
Now, how bad is your wound? Are you in a lot of pain?
Well, it's starting to kind of sting there. I mean, the whole body hurts at first. And then, you know, I was having a lot of trouble breathing when I was trying to walk or crawl. I kept falling.
All
right. And on the floor. And, yeah, it's kind of stinging there. Mostly my back hurts, so I don't know if the wound. I don't know if it's my lungs or what.
Okay, it sounds like we're going to have someone over there with you in just a minute, and as soon as they can secure that house, we're going to get medical aid in there for you, okay?
Thank you.
What was going on today that set Alan off like this?
Well, they've had a very sticky situation. He's been kind of an abusive husband for a while, but they had a battle with an eating disorder with depression. And she tried to kill herself and was put into the hospital on Tuesday.
Yeah.
The children are somewhat estranged from their father, and she didn't want her father to see her. And then she was moved to another hospital in Norway last night. Mother and her boyfriend are the only ones that are loved. She was there, and she did get angry.
All right.
So she
was
planning even before this.
Is he a drinker? Had he been drinking or anything today, or...?
Don't know, as far as I know, he has been, but I don't know.
You're not sure. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, we're having a hard time finding your house. What does your house look like?
There's cops here.
There's cops there?
Yes.
Okay, can I talk to one of them?
Gentlemen in the... Yes, we're good. I'm on the phone with dispatch 911. I can take you right to her. It's 9922 58th Street. No idea about any of these locations except for her. We came inside and turned off the lights and locked doors because she thought she might be around. You guys are totally fine.
Is anyone
here? No, sir. No, ma'am. I was here the whole time. Hello?
Okay, I need to know if they're ready for the fire department to come in.
Yes, they're coming in.
The fire department is coming in right now? Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to let you go. Bye-bye.
Fire's on the line. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
That was great. Bye.
Before police arrived, a friend who had been staying at the house arrived back home, not knowing what was going on. Alan kept them in the house for a period of time while police surrounded it. Eventually, he was persuaded to let his daughter and the friend leave the house, which left him barricaded inside alone. Deputies negotiated for a few hours with him, and he talked about a lot of different things, including his unhappiness with his employer the Pierce County Sheriff's Department. But the main thing he talked about was how his marriage was falling apart and how his in-laws had been negatively influencing his wife against him. Around 10 p.m., deputies near the house heard a muffled gunshot. The Tacoma Police SWAT team went in and found his body, along with several weapons nearby. Monty, the father-in-law, was dead at the scene. Sue was airlifted from the neighbor's property to Seattle's Harborview Medical Center. In spite of sounding alert on the 911 call, she too later died from her injuries. I don't know how many other people do this, but I like to plan my weekly meals. Maybe I'm just weird, but I like quick and easy. That's just one of the benefits you can get with Cook Unity. Go to cookunity.com/what or enter code what before checkout to get 50% off your first week. One of the dishes I recently had was the Green Goddess Falafel Bowl. Oh, I loved it. The falafel was seasoned perfectly, and I love how crispy it is on the outside, but really moist on the inside. It's a signature dish of Enat Admoni. She's known around the world as a chef. You've probably seen her on TV, and her dishes are made right here in Florida, so I'm supporting local business, and I love that. And the convenience of Cook Unity is crazy. I mean, I've got podcast episodes to produce. I don't have time for cooking. These meals are delivered fully cooked. So when it's time to eat, I pick a meal based on my mood for that day. I heat it for a few minutes and enjoy. The menus are updated every week, so there's always something new to try. You can choose from over 350 meals based on your dietary needs or taste preferences, or go wild and have Cook Unity pick for you, because every meal is just amazing.
Make the best meal plan ever with the convenience, chef-level quality, and endless variety of Cook Unity. Go to cookunity.com/what or enter code WHAT before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code WHAT or going to cookunity.com/what.
Let's face it, money is the one subject we all need to deal with, but no one actually wants to talk about. The good news is there's a podcast helping you learn everything about money no one taught you. Meet Everyone's Talkin' Money, hosted by me, Shauna Game. Everyone's Talkin' Money focuses on relevant, inclusive, and forward-thinking conversations around money and just helps you get in a better relationship with your money no matter what your goals are. Do yourself a favor and subscribe to Everyone's Talkin' Money podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, do you have trouble sleeping? Then maybe you should check out the Sleepy Podcast. It's a show where I read old books in the public domain to help you get to sleep. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of classic stories like A Tale of Two Cities, Pride and Prejudice, Winnie the Pooh. Stories that are great for adults and kids alike. For years now, Sleepy has helped millions of people catch some much-needed Z's, start their next day off fresh, and discover old books that they didn't know they loved. So, whether you have a tough time snoozing, or you just like a good bedtime story, fluff up the cool side of your pillow and tune into Sleepy. Unless you're driving, then please don't listen to Sleepy. Find Sleepy on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes each week. Sweet dreams.
Pendleton, South Carolina. Kiara Sullivan lived in the Englewood Square apartments on Cherry Street in Pendleton with her two young daughters. One was 3 years old, and the youngest was 1 year old Leona Wright. Also living in the apartment was Kiara's boyfriend, Travis Jones. On a Friday night, Travis was left at home to watch the children while Kiara went out to her sister's bachelorette party. She got back home early Saturday morning and was going to check on the children, but Travis said she didn't need to because he had already taken care of them. According to police, the couple woke up later that morning and they noticed the front door open. They also discovered that one-year-old Leona was missing. That resulted in a lot of panic and chaos, and some of the other apartment residents came over to see what was going on. It was one of those neighbors who called 911.
Anderson County, 911. What's the location of your emergency? What's the apartment number?
Building A. Somebody done got a baby. The baby is missing out here. No.
Who's the child's parent? Let me speak with them.
Hold on.
Hello.
That is not going to help you or nobody else. That's a damn town.
Hello.
Hello.
Ma'am, what's going on out there? You're saying a
baby
is missing.
Honey, the baby is missing, yes.
Okay,
yes, ma'am, the baby is missing. This is all I know. I just live out here. She cannot walk. The baby cannot walk. Ashley Patterson.
What is your name?
Ashley Patterson.
Ashley Patterson?
Yes. I'm on the phone with the police. Hello?
So nobody knows about how long my child's been gone?
No, because she was asleep.
So somebody took the child?
Yes.
Do we know who took the child?
Nobody knows who took the child.
Is she, how old is the child?
Excuse me?
How old is the child?
How old is your baby here? One. But she can't walk.
Stay on the phone. Do not hang up with me, okay? Who's the child's mother?
Oh, Tierra Sullivan. It don't make no sense. That's what I said. I think it might be the baby.
So somebody came into the house and took the child.
Oh, my God. Ma'am, I don't know.
Okay, that's why I'm asking. They're coming. I've already got them en route to you, but I need to find out as much information from you as I can, okay?
This Marissa, this somebody else, ma'am. What do you need?
I need to know if somebody walked into the house where the child was asleep and took the child. Was the child awake? What was going on?
The parents are really not saying nothing. They just crying and hollering. I don't know. We just stay out here. She came out hollering and her baby is gone. She has an older, like a daughter that's, I don't know exactly how old she is, but she looked like she's maybe 3. And she was up. So I don't know exactly what happened. I'm just trying to, they hollering and crying. So I asked her to call her baby dad to see if he, you know, picked the child up. But the older little girl here, and she keeps saying if he got the baby, he would have got the older one. So it was just kind of confusing. Like, I don't know. It don't make sense.
Well, you've given me more information than the other female did. So what apartment do they live in? What apartment does the mother live in?
Hold on, let me check. Kiara, what apartment you stay in? A what? A as in apple, 10.
Perfect. Okay, and
the
she has another child?
Yeah, she looks like she's about 3. She's trying to say something, but they are taking it out on her because the baby's gone. So it's like she's nervous. So we're trying to figure out what's going on. Yeah, just go around knocking on doors to see if somebody took her just because she's seen outside or something. Y'all check up on the beds, everything. Like, but I'm saying, what if she would have slipped, got hurt? You don't know. Just check. That's what I'm saying. We went down Eastwood.
So has anybody gone through the apartment yet?
Ma'am.
All right, say no one's been through the apartment altogether yet?
Well, they said they've been checking the apartment. I just told them check places that you won't even think about checking. They don't know if she fell, got hurt, and not say nothing.
Okay, do you know if the child was asleep, if the child was in the living room?
Well, ma'am, I'm just going to be honest with you because basically they should have been up with these kids. She said she was asleep when she woke up that her baby was gone. The older one is trying. We're trying to get information out the older one. She keeps saying that she opened the door. The baby cannot walk. She only can crawl. But she's telling somebody else now that when she looked outside, her little sister was by. It's a car right here in the next breezeway complex that she was right here. But somebody picked her up. So I have no idea. I mean,
so somebody saw the 1-year-old in the next breezeway.
This is what the other little girl, the 3 or 4, I don't know how old she is, but this is what she's saying. But the girl boyfriend that stays with her, he keeps yelling, saying, "Where my baby?" And it's making the baby nervous. So I don't know
who should talk to her, because it's like her nerves is probably to her. They out here screaming, and it's not the baby's fault. I mean, y'all are two parents.
I know, you don't like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just trying to make it make sense, because it's not making sense to me.
I gotcha.
I mean, the police just arrived, but I don't know.
All right, well, I appreciate you giving me far more information than the other person did, so I thank you for that, okay?
You're welcome.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This began an intense search and a police investigation. At first, it was thought that perhaps the older sibling, a 3-year-old girl, had opened the front door. But investigators determined that the girl was unable to do that. And it still leaves the fact that the baby could not have walked out on her own. The search continued, but eventually the leads started to dry up. But detectives continued to work on the case, and 5 years after the disappearance, an arrest was made. This is Anderson County Sheriff Chad McBride making the announcement.
The Leona Wright case has been passionately pursued for over 5 years, four of which have been under my administration. And under our team, we have assumed responsibility for this case in January of 2017. We've had several dedicated detectives that have worked on this since June 6th of 2015. Recently, this lengthy and thorough investigation yielded sufficient evidence to support the facts of the case to a magistrate to obtain warrants. With a heightened sense of urgency, deputies and detectives were able to effect the arrest of Travis Jones on July 8, 2020, yesterday evening. He is currently at the ACDC awaiting a bond hearing.
Travis Jones, Kiara's boyfriend at the time of the disappearance, was charged with homicide by child abuse. In addition, his older brother, Donnie Roderick Jones, was charged with being an accessory to the crime after Leona's death, and he was also charged with destruction or desecration of human remains. The family and everyone involved with the case were delighted with this development. However, their joy was short-lived. About 18 months later, the charges against those two suspects were dropped. A magistrate overseeing the preliminary hearing found that there was insufficient probable cause to move forward with the case. Baby Leona went missing over 7 years ago, and she has not yet been found. All of the content for What Was That Like, including the exclusive raw audio episodes, is produced and hosted by me, Scott Johnson, from my office and studio here in Safety Harbor, Florida. You can contact me by email or through the website, or by regular mail at P.O. Box 5, Safety Harbor, Florida, 34695. When you support the podcast for $5 a month, you get access to all of the raw audio episodes, and you also get all the new regular episodes ad-free. Once again, you can sign up for that at whatwasthatlike.com/support. Stay safe, and I'll see you here in just 1 week with the next regular episode. Hey, this is Scott. Did you know we offer a premium feed of this show that is completely ad-free and there are bonus episodes? Go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus or just click the link in the show notes of any episode to learn more and to sign up. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can sign up right there in the app by clicking Try Free at the top of the episode list. And I hope to see you in the premium feed soon.